on the floor of the onset trying not to show my stuff.
Now the only picture in my head is your ass up in the onset, crawling around. How is that better?
I mean, it's only 3 feet deep. You know,
this place was so cool. So this is the private onset of the. It's the private onset of the Ryokan, right? So there's different entrances for men and women, and then the onsens have like the actual water has like this divider where you can actually chat to the boys if you sit in a certain area, and they tell you don't stand up straight in that area because then you would see each other's bits.
I did it once.
Anyway, and so Joe and I are split up, right? And so I'm in the women's section, and it's very cool. Like, you go in, and there's the cubbies for you to put your clothes.
Yeah, you get
and then,
naked.
Like, and then there's, like, you know, vanities for you to you know, do yourself up. And then you walk through some more doors, and then there's showers, so you can, of course, clean yourself before you go into the mineral water. And then there's, like, from those showers, you step into, and it goes, like, the showers are, like, modern-looking tile. And then, like, this little tiny ramp that becomes more and more nature looking. I know it's like decorative, but it's very cool. Like, you know, bamboo, like handrails and like stones and shit. And then, like, and so the water again is like maybe a foot deep, but it keeps getting deeper and deeper the further you go. And you go through these, like, you know, turns to get into the area where you sit.
By the time you get to that first turn, you're about like waist deep. Okay.
Exactly. Like, but in the first turn, like, it's only a foot. And I'm naked. And there's ladies like sitting there because there's another sitting area for if you want to sit and above the water, which that area is away from the opposite sex area, right? Because whatever, right? I don't think I'm painting a very good picture. Long story short, I'm trying to hide my bits.
I can see it.
And so as I'm trying to get it to the other area and there's more people, like the water's coming up more, but not enough for my comfort level. So I'm trying to
You're crouching.
I'm crouching. And also the little towel they give you that you can sort of hide your bits with is not supposed to touch the water.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to work it so that the water is not touching the towel, but also kind of covering my bits.
Didn't our friend Sayuri tell a very similar story?
She did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
She did the same thing. She was like trying to keep the towel on her for as long as possible.
Not me. I walked right into that piece. There was
Joe was very proud of
it. There was like three guys from Korea, not even from Japan. They're like, "What's up?" I was like, "What's up with y'all?" Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, they spoke English. It was an interesting conversation.
I was shy. I couldn't talk to anyone. I closed my eyes so not to. Oh my God. There was a big group of like 6 or 8 women there that were all together. So they were vacationing together, and so they were really, really chumming and chatting. And so I was like trying to be like, Catholic really kicked in.
They were staying in the room next to us.
Okay.
They were really loud.
Joe, he's like, I want to say something. I'm like, I do.
I'm going to walk through the wall over here really quick. You know, hey, Kool-Aid.
So I did get to soak. We soaked a couple of times. It was really, really fun.
Oh, lovely.
Also, but I mean, also at the time, very stressful with my body issues and my Catholic upbringing. But in retrospect, really fun.
No, they gave us all the robes and all this. You know, it was a nice experience.
No, the soaking in the hot water ritual that they have there, it's good. And honestly, it's better to soak in hot water naked. It's just better.
Naked. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll wear a suit to make other people comfortable, but it's honestly, it's better.
And take your makeup totally off. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's super not.
I took all mine off.
The first time I went in, it was an experience, and I'm going to try harder to enjoy it more next time because we're definitely doing that again. That was a lot of fun. And also, going to a small town was so cool because, like, in Tokyo, everyone's going to work. Yeah. Everyone's going to work, and you're in their way.
So you're hella in their way.
And they don't have time for your shit.
You're taking their lunch spot.
Yeah.
They don't really want you there.
But when we went to this little town, that's a resort town, so which means everybody there was vacationing, so there was a lot of Japanese people vacationing, and so everybody was relaxed, having a good time.
We were like the only Westerners.
People thought it was funny. Yeah, we walked into a 7-Eleven, and the guy did a double take in a pleasant way. He was like, oh. And I was like, oh my God. Thank you. Like, it made my fucking life. When I'm 90 in my death, I'm like, this one time in Arima, Japan, I was in a 7-Eleven, and the guy thought I was cool.
I just totally brightened up somebody's life. Yeah.
And then my little pants.
And it was
my,
raining outside.
Yeah, it was super rainy, yeah.
Just getting cigarettes and a cup of coffee because, like, you know, that's just wrong.
And the number of times we chased down a trash can was hilarious. Oh, yeah. We're like, I'm just going to hold on to this. I'm like, I think there's one in 7-Eleven. Let's trek back there.
Yeah. We started spotting them behind the vending machines.
Well, but they're only for the cans. Like, I guess if you're drinking, you know.
I mean, if you try hard enough, you can fit it in there.
Yeah, but no, there's signs out. It's like, oh, it's only for the vending machine cans. It's only, don't throw your cigarette butts in here, don't you? You know, like, I did, but yeah.
They're coming for you, Joey.
All right, we told our story. Tell us about the rest of your trip, Lipo.
So we stayed in Tokyo for another week and a half. I think we were there 19, 20 days.
Wow,
but
amazing.
You saw a good piece of it.
The day... Okay, so you guys left on like a Sunday.
Tuesday. Yeah, because Sunday was the last party day. Monday was
recovery day. Yes.
Hangover day.
Very important day. Right, so Tuesday... What did we do? We had fun.
Fun was on the agenda.
I'm trying to remember. Well, we met up with our new Japanese friends,
Yay!
Ayako, and we ended up... Oh, God, what did we do? Where did we end up? Anyway, we ended up... Oh, I know what it was. We went to Poor Cow because one of the bands from the festival was playing, that band from France, Human Toys.
Yes!
Where she lights her theremin on fire.
Oh, I missed them.
Fancy.
Damn it. I know Gatsby got a lot of pictures of that.
Yeah. So they were playing like a kind of acoustic set at Poor Cow. So we went to that and... chatted with him for a bit, and then George. Ayako, because she's like the fucking ambassador to Tokyo.
She's
she knows
so lovely. Oh my god, I love
and
her
she
so
wants
much
to take you everywhere.
Oh my god.
So John was like, "Is there somewhere near here like we could go have one last drink?" And she's like,
"Yeah, there is.
Yes, there is. But let me see if he's still open." So she runs down that four flights of stairs.
Wow.
Comes back out of breath and she's like, okay, he's open. And it was like just down the street, this little, another little tiny bar called, I think, Bar Julius or Jules, something like that. And this guy who ran it, she had known since like high school or something, of course. And he had all of this like, all these little TVs set up showing video, like music videos from the 80s, I want to say, from Japan. And then he had turntables back where he was and like cassette. Anyway, he was doing this DJ thing with like videos and records and CDs all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
John has some videos of it that I
think I saw some online.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Anyway, so we ended the night there at like 3 with Ayako. She's like, I have to work tomorrow. We're like, why are you still here?
Ayako's
like,
the best.
I was like, you work? All right.
I know.
Ayako, if you're listening.
I thought you just, you know, made money being cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd give her money for being cool.
Me too.
Ayako, we're going to podcast this, and if you're listening, we'll send you a little care package to the Poor Cow, because I know that you put on the English Club.
Yeah.
That's Aya.
Oh, shoot. I'm so sorry. But she's in the poster, too. All right. So Aya, we'll do that. And Ayako. We'll send them both care packages because you're both so lovely.
Yes.
And, but yes, we're so excited about that. All right.
Yeah.
So that was Julius.
Yeah. So that was super fun. And then we got pretty kind of feeling sick for a couple days after that. Just caught the cold that had been going around.
It was rainy over there, huh?
And it was rainy.
Also, when you're in a metal tube for like 14 hours,
it's kind of unaffordable. But soaking experience was we didn't go to an onsen.
Well, you guys stayed at that sex hotel.
We didn't.
You didn't get soaked there. I got it.
That hourly. I'm sorry.
Not what I was going to refer to. But I had to take work meetings one night, like really late into the night, and I was kind of annoyed, and a little. We were still kind of sick, and so I was like, "Fuck it." I'm booking a really fancy hotel for one night. That's like a proper one bedroom.
Yes.
So he can
sleep.
Oh,
he sent me pictures, yeah.
So I have like a proper desk where I can take my stupid meetings.
Had a living room and everything.
Had a living room. And, but the bathroom, the shower turned into a full-on steam room.
Whoa.
Like a real steam room.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had, like, a beautiful soaking tub in front of this gorgeous window on the 35th floor of this high-rise. So the morning we were checking out, because, of course, we were waking up at terrible hours, so we were up really early, and we made our own onsen, like, steam room, soaking tub, steam room, soaking tub. See,
oh, yeah.
You know?
The bathroom game in Japan is fucking on point.
Even though that onsen we were at, like, the whole bath, the whole, like, tub and shower thing was set up so you could take a bath, but, like, clean yourself before you got into the tub.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole, that's the whole thing. So it's like, the shower's there. And it's a shower room.
And then you have to have your own sand. You have to have different sandals to get into the bathroom.
Yeah, you get slippers.
From the ones
you,
that
they give you two. Even at the most economy hotel, they'll give you a set of slippers for you to walk around in the room, and then a secondary plastic set of slippers for you to walk around in the bathroom.
Yeah. Because you need something different in the bathroom.
Our hotel room in Shinjuku was the tiniest hotel room. Although I kind of loved it. I really liked that hotel. But anyways, it was the tiniest room, and yet we still had two sets of slippers. for the very small amount of, you know,
and on a funny
square
note,
feet that were there.
That place had the most efficient towel service and slipper service and, like...
Oh, every day, Joe clean kept,
I think Joe... If, I mean, okay, like, so you tell him what the funniest part.
Like, yeah, no, they just hung a whole, like, bag of stuff on your thing, and it was, like, new robes, new towels, new washcloths, new slippers.
But he kept bringing them in, and I think that... Sorry to interrupt you, but I think if you hadn't brought them in, they wouldn't have kept bringing them, because Joe kept bringing them into the room, which means they keep putting them on the hanger.
So every day, we're there for, like, 6 days, I was like, man, I had the cleanest fucking...
Yeah,
we had the sheets, the cleanest. That played that Apple Hotel. Fuck yeah, 5 stars.
By the time we left, we had like 2 bags worth of clean linens or towels that we didn't get through.
I want my towel back. It's the one that says Apple Hotel. I want my fucking robe. It's the one that says Apple on it. Yes. Yeah. No.
It was like, stop bringing them in, Joe.
I felt like the most redneck person, like when we were traveling around.
I always feel like a hayseed whenever I go traveling.
I got my own robe and my own slippers from different hotels. You know, like. I didn't even have the room in my luggage, but, you know, no, like, and then when we flew over, I kept all the stuff from our business class trip, so we can, when we flew
that's past, our very first time.
Like, regular class, I had all the amenities.
Your eye mask and your blanket.
There's still, there's still free wine on international flights on economy class, so, you know.
Even if you're falling asleep and pour it all over yourself like I did.
You have to drink fast.
Wake me up for wine and fucking snacks, you know.
Yeah, you have to drink fast. It's essential.
Joe was like, because I had my eye mask on and I was trying to drink a glass of wine. And I had taken a sleeping pill.
Oh, no.
It was only a matter of time. And Joe was like, you could just spill your wine. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Frustrated.
And then I did spill my wine.
Oh, I mean, you spilled it on your raincoat, which is a...
It's a raincoat. That's what it's for. It's for me to spill wine on.
Well, it's actually not for that, but it's useful for
but
that.
But then you spill it all over your shoes.
Multi-use.
She's like, oh, free wine. Like, give me a thing of the white.
When am I going to say free? No to free wine, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so fancy hotel. What else happened after that? Did you guys take it easy? Just restaurants?
Yeah, we did one of the riverboat tours.
I wanted to do one of those. That's cool.
It was cool. It was like one of the traditional boats where... So these boats were used by
the... You had to paddle it yourself?
No.
Not that traditional.
These boats were traditionally used by, like, you know, well-to-do people. They would host parties on them and stuff. So, and someone was on the boat playing this traditional guitar.
Did you have a problem with seagulls and, like, bird life? Because we took a boat tour, too, and it was fucking, like, it was like fucking Jurassic Park.
Really?
Well, you finish your story first, and then we'll tell you our boat story.
Oh, no. I mean, that was basically it. It was definitely worth doing. The captain of the boat really liked John's Circle Jerks t-shirt.
Nice.
As we were boarding, he was like, yo, oh. He was pointing at John. He was like, hey.
You're cool.
Free t-shirt.
Yeah. Very
like,
cool.
Oh, yeah, this whole thing.
Venice is 86.
Yeah, we took a tour when we were in Kyoto to go on into one of the neighboring villages, which was really fucking cool. It was really, really great.
Yeah,
however,
village.
we ended up on a boat, on a ferry, and they were like, oh yeah, you can feed the seagulls. So when we park the bus, there's a little convenience store. You'll go through there, and then you pay money to get food to feed the seagulls. And I'm
like, a little seagull.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
They'll eat anything.
From the get go, I'm like, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah, terrible.
I'm like, why would you do that?
We took the store around the fishing bay, and like these birds just swarm across.
Because they know now when they see a boat.
And a half, it was nothing, and then there was a couple of big eagles like picking up.
Couple of eagles, and I was like, "Watch your eyeballs!" I mean, like, there's so many birds, and like people were like trying to pet them and shit, and they did, and I was like, "This is crazy."
Came out covered in like bird shit.
Oh my god, I feel like Alfred Hitchcock right now. I'm like, "Are you guys crazy? Like, what are you doing?"
I'm sitting inside by the
captain. Why are you being friendly to the birds?
The birds are like the boats were like covered in seagull poop.
Of course.
But I'm like, why? And so that was, I have a video. It's so intense.
That doesn't make sense.
It's, yeah, so that was one thing that happened.
Do you think they just troll tourists?
Totally.
Maybe. Well, maybe it's because to give experience, because it's a very sleepy town. Like, and there's literally, like, there weren't even any real shops. Like, they're like, we park here, here's one convenience store, and also if you walk 7 minutes this way, you'll get to a cafe, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a UNESCO site, like this really old fisherman village. It's so beautiful, but it's residential, right? Yeah. So there's, and that's the whole point. So they're trying to give they're trying to give like additional experiences for you to like engage with, right? But, and so they're like, here's a boat, feed the birds.
I'm
like,
get attacked by seagulls.
Yeah, we paid like $3 for some broth down by the river by this lady that was selling
delicious,
like,
by the way.
Yeah, but it is also possible that the fishermen want the seagulls to go after the tourist boats and not the fishing boats.
Oh,
but, you know,
so
they
smart.
Have everything set up for, like, you know, like clams and, you know, like oysters and stuff, like little thing. You know, it was a whole, like, fishing, like, little cove. If you look far enough out, you can almost see China because it was on the north coast. Or Vietnam. I don't know. Whatever sits right, you know, like...
They'll figure it out.
It wasn't too clear.
We're going to track down a map, and we're going to figure it out.
You're on Sea of Japan, not Pacific.
This place was right on the northern part. Like,
that's where we were up north, yeah. We weren't.
Were you on the Sea of Japan?
Yeah. Let me look it up.
We were on the water was still like 70-something degrees out there.
Climate change is amazing.
I was like, man, John, you could have went swimming out here.
Wow.
But you don't have to go all, you know.
It's almost too hot.
But no, it was warm. I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go. I was like, holy shit, it's like Hawaii over here. Yeah. I almost forgot I was on an island.
Yeah, and Hawaii is like the Caribbean, and the Mediterranean is like Mars.
We were at Wakasa Bay. Here, let me show you the map. On the Sea of Japan.
Yeah, and then they have this huge...
So Joe was right.
They have this huge sandbar that's all covered in pine trees. And when you look at it up above, it looks like a dragon.
You were off the coast of South Korea.
There we go.
Yeah, so that was, like, it was like, oh, yeah, South Korea, something. It's right over there.
A little bit of,
like,
China right around there.
A little bit of North Korea.
It's kind
of
looking like...
You're like, no.
Well, kind of looking like Canada from Ohio.
And China far away.
Oh yeah, we if you saw something, it would have been South Korea, because of the distance.
Yeah, so the South China Sea is the most fecund and productive seafood source on the globe.
That's a new word for me. Fecund?
Fecund.
That's
like,
nice.
Like, there are more species of fish we like to eat that swim in this the South China Sea than any other part of the
world. Damn. We ate a lot of fish, and it was all fucking delicious. Amazing. Oh, yeah, the food. What was your favorite meal, Lipo? Like sandwiches from 7-Eleven.
Yep, Maldoror has rhapsodized about the sandwiches from 7-Eleven.
My favorite meal. I don't know, that's hard. I mean, okay, this is more geared towards tourists, but I love the concept, the gyoza and champagne bar.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that, very nice. I was a little jealous of that.
I was like, my God. They should have named it gyoza champagne, hallelujah.
I mean, it's just a brilliant, like, well, they had, like, charcuterie. No one was buying the charcuterie plates. It was just a brilliant idea for a small bar where you just do like this one thing, house-made gyoza, you steam them up, you like, you know, cook them up, made to order, and then real champagne.
I feel like we should do a gyoza and champagne party.
Or we could save our pennies and go back to Japan. And we could take you there directly, Island Girl. But great.
And they had
also do that.
And they had a gyoza that was covered in cheese sauce.
What?
You had me at cheese sauce. Let's go.
Yeah.
Joe brought a bunch of snacks in honor of all of the different snacks that you get at Japanese bars, because they all have, like, well, not all of them, but a lot of them, especially where in the tourist areas we were at, have cover charges. Mm-hmm. And that cover charge, they'll to make it kind of, like, worth your while, they'll provide you, like, a snack. And the snacks vary from a little bit of, like, potato chips to, like, we got fried chicken at one place. I'm like, that's fucking delicious, man.
That one had, like, the fish, the cheese.
Yeah,
like,
it was delicious.
Bar,
oh, yeah.
And, like, the other one had, yeah, it was just, like...
Oh, my God, the jazz bar was amazing.
So we found, after you guys left and we were in a different neighborhood, we found this gorgeous jazz bar. And I was like, I want this to be my future. And that I want to be this beautiful, elegant woman in her, I don't know, like, late 60s, early 70s, who owned this bar in this, and it was beautifully constructed, like, the way she had the cases, the bookcases for the records, and she asked us what we wanted to hear, and we requested, like, Mingus and Monk, and she went, found the records.
I got a whole John Coltrane section over here for you, John.
Yeah. And it was... just this elegant. Anyway, I was just like, this is my.
This is what I want to do with my future.
This is what I want to do with my future.
I also felt leaving. I also left feeling like I wanted to, like, yeah, also open up a very tiny bar where there's only a seat for like five people, five, 6 people.
Yeah.
And then you just get to play whatever you want and or interact with people. And the bar culture in Japan was so ridiculously good.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, can we just make this happen in San Francisco? It's we can get a big warehouse and make, like, 10 little bars under one liquor license.
Yeah. You didn't have to tip them. It was, you know. But if you bought them a drink, they'd have to drink it with you. That's kind of thing. I don't know if you knew that. Like, if you buy the bartender, he's got to take it with you right then and there.
What?
There's no losses. You know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Is that a rule? What?
No, but it's customary. If you buy the bartender a drink out there, they have to drink one with you.
Okay. That's sweet.
Or they'll drink it with you, right?
Yeah. All right. Oh, I was going to say, we had one confusing bar experience where we were just wandering around looking for something, and I saw a sign on the side of the building, because a lot of these places are on the fourth floor or in the basement or whatever. I had to get used
everything's
to
in the basement.
Checking the address and being like, what floor is it on? Yeah. So I was like, let's just try this place randomly. I didn't look it up. And we get off the elevator, and it's super fucking dark. Like, really, really dark. Just murder candles. We start walking in, and it's one of these tiny bars, and there are a couple guys sitting at the bar, and the bartender comes dashing around the bar and is like, we're all booked up.
Oh.
No. And it was just, it was a certain vibe, and we were like, what's going on here?
Tell me your secrets.
I want to know right now.
Booked up with
what? Until I know.
With what? What's coming next?
Me in Asahi right now.
And we were shuttled out, and he thanked us, and he was like, I'm so sorry.
Can I get one to go? Chicken wing.
Oh, so you never found out?
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's a mystery. No idea. I tried looking it up. There's nothing on it.
How do you possibly book it?
I mean,
I don't know. It didn't say anything about, like, members only or whatever. Nothing like that.
Amazing.
Maybe you have to go by at 4 in the afternoon and say, hey, I'd like to come tonight.
Yeah,
maybe. We didn't try again.
Like, okay. It's pretty good.
This guy's got tattoos. Let us see.
Well, we are at 5:23, so we got a little bit over half an hour left, and we haven't gone to the punk rock yet.
Let's hear some punk rock.
Let's get into the punk rock. We're definitely playing some Thunder Rose. We're definitely playing some Angel Face. Those are some of the bands that we hung out with and are very, very awesome. But let's start off with some more digital shit first. We'll play those on vinyl. Up next, we've got Jet Boy. Oh, I can talk a little bit about the bands. We played the Woggles, we played the Kaisers, the Great Mongoose, the Fadeaways was the last song, which they're so rocking. It was so good. I thought it was a good segue. But next up next, we've got Jet Boys, and they were so good at the show.
Yeah.
They were covered in blood and leopard print jumpsuits, and it was wild, and I took so many videos, and, like, they weren't even good videos, because I was like, I'm not a good cinematographer, or, you know, where I'm like, I didn't frame them right, but I'm like, I gotta record
with this.
Anyway, so here's some jet boys. It was really good, and I hope you have a good time. Cheap hooch.
Let's go! Japan. gonna shout!
Thank you.
horse.
Wow, such Japanese punk rock. That was so good.
Yeah, so
so good.
I'm trying to keep it tight now. We've only got 15 minutes, and but we've been having so much fun chatting it up, and it was so fun. And while the things that you missed while you were the listener were listening, I'm going to tell very quickly the story because it was kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
So we're walking around Shinjuku, which is Kabukicho. I don't know the difference. I will learn the difference. I'm sorry, but it is the red light district part of it, I guess. And as we were walking around there, and it was Joey von Frankenstein, Gatsby, and myself, because Lipa was you were doing some work stuff,
mm-hmm.
and Joe was like, "There's a sex shop around the corner," because you got really familiar with the area. Like I guess I was passed out a lot.
Like 3-4 blocks. So you just I always make a left, and then this time I always make rights, and I was like, "Oh, there."
You found the pet shop. You found the sex shop.
You found all the shops.
And he was like, "They've got a gacha." Is that what it's called? A gacha?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
and that's where you it's the coin operated.
It's a mystery,
a mystery toy that you get, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all over the
mystery
place.
Mystery sex toy.
But yeah, because it's a sex shop, it's a mystery sex toy. And I was like, maybe. And my childish little brain was like, oh, it's gonna be the size of whatever is in those eggshells, right? And I was like, maybe it's a tiny vibrator.
I was like, oh, it's gonna be a French tickler. It's gonna be really, No. It comes with a number.
Yeah, so yeah, it comes out. Joe's really excited. He opens it up, and it's just a number. And I'm like, oh, I see. And so we have to walk into the tiny, tiny, tiny sex shop that already has a couple of patrons in there that you have to be like, oh, sumimasen. And yeah,
excuse me. I'm just here to pick up my fucking winnings.
I walk towards the very back of the shop, which isn't that far. It's a small shop. And there's a guy in a booth, and he, very
I'm sure half his business is like claiming those up.
I would hope so. That was like $4, right? Anyways, yeah. So he takes my number. He's like, he doesn't even look at me. He's very bored, and he takes my number and he sees it, which I'm sure corresponds to a certain price point. And so he grabs the thing and he hands it to me, and I'm like, thank you. And I get out of there. And again, it's difficult because I'm like, oh, well, and I'm trying to leave, and there's two pathways.
What was the craziest thing you saw in there?
I didn't look at the things. I looked at the people because I was like, oh, I'm trying to leave, and there were two pathways, and they were both like blocked by people, and I was like, all right, so who am I going to bother?
Not even concerned.
I went with gentleman A rather than gentleman B, and so I'm like,
Sumimasen. This guy's trying to get off, and I'm just trying to get out.
Joe
gave me a fucking winning number.
Yeah, so I look at what's in my hands once I get out, and it looks it's a bodysuit, right? But it's like nylon type, right? So it's in the same packaging that you would get like your tights.
Everybody loves this.
Your nylons, right? and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, and it's like a full body one, but of course it's like very 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 sexy and revealing.
Size zero.
As I'm looking at it, I'm like, size extra small, max medium, and I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not even gonna try. I'm not even gonna try. I'm not even gonna dream. And I was like, nope. And oh my god, I just realized it's kind of getting inappropriate. And so I'm like, here you go, Gatsby. And he was like, yeah, okay, cool. Because Lipo, I think you're an extra small. And so, not in Japan, maybe.
No, definitely not in Japan. No.
Tall medium.
But then
in Japan.
He was like, yeah, cool, we'll check it out. But then he proceeds to open it up on the street and take the packaging out, and he's throwing it away in a garbage can. And I was like, why are you doing that? That's only going to make it creepier for Lipo. What are you going to tell him that you found it on the street? Because, like, whoa, Joe got you this. Like, what?
Because I met you guys later.
Joe wanted out of inventory. Machine, and then
I met
you
guys later for ramen, and it was just this balled up piece of fishnet bodysuit.
So, baby, I got you thing.
you something.
Well, I tried it on.
Yeah. And it fit all right?
Yeah, I tried it on. It kind of fit. We had a photo shoot.
Oh my god!
privately. And then I was like, I'm not bringing this back home with me. Right?
Oh, you left it in Japan!
And he was like, actually, they're pretty cute tights. And we just like cut the tights out. I don't know.
That's funny because I thought that's how he was going to talk you to keeping the whole thing. Like, yeah, you could put that under a dress. It's totally cool.
Yeah, no. There's no crotch to it.
That's so, what panties are for, I guess. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much because, we wondered what happened with that. Yeah. That was fun. That was cool. Speaking of fun, let's talk a little bit about...
Best 500 yen I've ever spent.
Speaking of fun, we can talk a little bit about the music that we just listened to. We've got 10 minutes please. Left. Oh, my God, 10 minutes. No,
no. Talk about it.
We listened to Jet Boys. We talked about that a little bit. We listened to Mad 3 doing Ramones. So that was the band where the lead singer was dressed like the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he
nice.
Was really cool. After that, 50-50s. Yeah. 50-50s doing Shake, Dynamite, Platoon doing Nihon Shu, One More Sake, Fire ending with from Run Thunder Tomahawk. And then we listened to a few songs from Thunder Roads. We love them
our
so
buddies.
Much. Yay! If you're listening, thank you so much for everything.
Thunder Roads. Oh, Thunder
We listened
Roads.
To Last Day, Brave Soul, and Dead Motion. And then after that, we listened to Angel Phase 2, and I Can't Go Back. All right. Well, we got 10 minutes to go. Next show is getting ready to go on.
The balcony is in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to play a couple more songs from the Lady Block at Halloween Ball. It was so great. But we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
This is Cheap Hooch Radio. Thank you so much for listening today.
Yeah, Cheap Hooch, everyone. Japan.